Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Donna McLean, Assistant Secretary for Budget and Programs and the Chief Financial Officer of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, another PwC partner. Well, Donna, in the last segment, you talked about the importance of financial management, and I'm curious, in the future, will program managers assume more responsibility for financial management?
I think they have to. I think, you know, there are many program managers who are definitely have their eye on their budget and their eye on making sure that each dollar they spend is as effective as possible. But I think when you're talking about one of President Bush's big initiatives, which is, you know, his presidential management agenda, it's trying to force government into a more business-like fashion. So that's not, I've got $20 million to obligate during this fiscal year because I got 1 year money. That may be the sort of mindset that we have in government. It needs to be, I've got $20 million. How efficiently and effectively can I spend that money to get to my output goal, which would be, you know, again, improving safety or you know, whatever I always talk about safety and transportation. There's a lot of other areas, in transportation and other departments, but. So I think that as financial managers and as the CFO office, we have to encourage program managers to have as much financial information as possible. But we also have to hold people accountable. And that's a part of budget and performance integration as well, is sort of, you know, what did you promise you were going to do with this money? And did you, in fact, do this? And if you didn't, that needs to be reflected in your performance evaluation. So if the theory on performance and budget integration really works, it should go all the way down to the program manager and his or her employees and their, you know, specific program evaluations on, you know, annual and biannual basis.
So what does the pipeline for the future, what does the pipeline look like for future financial managers in your office, recruiting them, and how hard do you think it will be to be able to continue to bring in people into this role?
Well, I think, again, the department is going to be at an advantage simply because we're going to have the Oracle financial system up and running. And I think that's going to be appealing to a lot of folks that we have, you know, right now, state of the art. And because we took the Oracle financials and we didn't alter it significantly for our needs, we'll be able to upgrade it easily. Because, you know, of course, if you customize these computer systems, forget it. As far as upgrades, they're going to be costly and time consuming, and you'll probably budget crunches end up not, in fact, doing those upgrades. So I think the department is going to be an attractive place to come. But I also think that we have to look at with the new financial system, we're going to need two kinds of people. We're going to need the important folks who sit there every day. They come into work, they log on, they spend their time in Oracle Financials, making sure that the books are right, making sure that we don't over obligate, making sure that, you know, whatever you have put on the books, you and your program office, whatever you've put on the books is accurate. You know, our hardcore accountants. But we're also going to need another level. The philosophy of the Oracle Financials is that you can pull data out, and you can pull data out easily, and you can pull out data in useful, helpful reports. But we've got to be the CFO's office has to be the liaison between the accounting information and the program office. And we have to be teachers and help program managers understand their financial information better and use it to improve, again, you know, how we manage programs and how we get progress and performance out of our best performance out of the money that we spend. So I see the future sort of workforce in any CFO office is going to have these two layers. And it's the sort of financial management area that I think DOT in the next couple years, that's going to be key.
What big challenges lie ahead for the department?
I think one of the biggest challenges is, of course, we talked about setting up the Transportation Security Administration. But that now is going to move, or the president is proposing that it move to Department of Homeland Security along with the Coast Guard, which is part of the Department of Transportation. And so if that proposal is accepted, which it certainly looks as if it will be by Congress, but I don't want to be presumptuous, but assuming that, in fact, occurs, we have to make sure from a financial management standpoint that, you know, we send both Coast Guard and TSA with the most solid financial system possible. We've got TSA on Oracle Financials because they just started, so we put them on Oracle Financials. But Coast Guard is still on our old customized DAFIS program, which is, you know, only the experts in the department that have been working on it for years know about. So it's unfortunate. The timing is such that we're going to be sending two of the biggest chunks, single chunks of the Department of Homeland Security on two different accounting systems. So it's unfortunate, but it's a situation of timing. And then, of course, we don't know what's going to happen at the Department of Homeland Security and what the needs are of that department and what kind of financial system they'll be placing or putting in place. Obviously, the other thing that we're going to be making sure we've got to deliver success to Homeland Security here, and property management in TSA is going to be a big issue. So again, you know, I said that was going to be an issue for our clean audit, but it's also going to be an issue for Homeland Security too when we transfer. So, those are in the short term, 12-month sort of time frame. In the longer term, I think again, making performance and budget, in fact, a reality and not theory, is going to be a big challenge for the long term.
You mentioned property management, which we covered a little bit when we talked about the clean audit opinion and the FAA. Do the lessons that you learned in recovering your clean audit opinion around property management apply to the TSA? How does that solution relate to what you need to do in TSA?
Focus. We have to make sure that absolutely that we keep track, have a good solid system for tracking that the property. And let me just explain what some of the property that TSA will be having it to keep track of. You've got the magnetometers, which is what you walk through at an airport. They're probably not going to move, but you got all those wands they're very movable, and you don't like property that's very movable because hard to keep track of. We've got federal air marshals with that are armed. So suddenly the Department of Transportation, it's new for us to have to keep track of a lot of guns. We've got them in Coast Guard, but that's about it. And we've got also explosive detection systems, some of them that are huge, and we will know where they are because they are the size of SUVs. But we've also got some smaller explosive detection systems that are called trace detectors, and they are more like the size of the top of a table and can be moved and will probably part of the purpose will be to be on rollers and be able to move them. So we've got a big challenge on making sure that we keep track of all that, and of course any upgrades and valuation to that. So we have set up a property system that should be able to handle that, but it's obviously something that's on my mind and I'm worried about.
What advice would you give to a young person considering a career in public service in, say, perhaps the Department of Transportation or even Homeland Security?
Well, I think you have to ask yourself, obviously, what makes you happy, and if you decide, what made me happy before when I was in school, in high school, thinking about what do I want to do for the rest of my life, I was a volunteer, and I won't go into all the places, but it was incredibly rewarding to me, but you know. By definition, you don't get any money out of being a volunteer. So public service, I think, is probably the best substitution for that. It's incredibly rewarding. And if you have decided that public service is something that you want to do, I would highly recommend getting as much education as you can before you begin your career path. So if you can get a graduate degree, particularly if you're interested in going to Washington, I think it gives you a huge step up. And then I'd say take as many, don't be frightened, challenge yourself as much as possible. Don't be fearful. I think government actually rewards you for taking challenges and in fact, changing jobs. You could say, if you look at my career and how many years I've stayed in one career versus another, that I can't keep a job because I think my longest job was 6 years in one place. But I think the government is very good to folks who are willing to take challenges, and women and minorities. I think I've been very blessed at looking back on my career, but I think I've had opportunities I might not otherwise have had in the private sector because a government is conscientious about making sure that the workforce is diverse. So.
Well, Don, I'm afraid that'll have to be our last question because we're out of time. Dave and I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. I'm not a radio person, so it's been surprisingly enjoyable.
And if anybody's interested in some of the things you said, is there a website or anything they could go to find out more?
Yes. Again, you can go to the Office of Management and Budget website. It'll have the A11 guidelines, which will show our approach to getting you to green on budget and performance integration. Also, the DOT website has some information specifically about our financial office as well.
Oh, great. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Donna McClain, Assistant Secretary for Budget and Programs and the Chief Financial Officer of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.